Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Anyone who's followed the HR Happy Hour podcast or read my blog in the past would probably know I'm a huge labor market data geek. I think about this data every month. I read all the BLS reports and the other reports that come out about the state of the labor market. And I've often shared my thoughts on the labor market and the labor market demographics on the blog and on the podcast. Now, lately, I've been talking less about the labor market, mainly because the numbers have been so awful as a result of the lockdowns and the stay-at-home orders and all the businesses that have had to been closed due to the pandemic. But I wanted to share just two quick data points that are showing that maybe, and maybe I just want to be optimistic about this, that the worst of the labor market hit and the labor market turmoil is over and things are starting to look a little better. The first number I'd like to share comes from our friends at ADP. They recently released their May 2020 National Employment Report, where ADP looks at their data, their actual payroll data, and they're running payroll for millions of American workers every month. Something like 1 in 6 workers are processed by ADP payroll systems. And the May report showed that the loss in private sector employment was 2.76 million jobs. Now that's awful. That's almost 3 million jobs lost in 1 month. But compared to the change from March to April, where the loss in private sector employment, according to ADP, was 19.6 million, which is just stunning and shocking and honestly incomprehensible, a transition in 1 month to a loss of only 2.7 million or so, when most economists and most prognosticators were expecting about 9 million loss, that could be a good sign. And that could be a sign that things are starting to look up now that more places are reopening. And I'll share just one more piece of data as well, and that's on weekly initial unemployment claims. This is a closely monitored statistic. When people get put out of work, furloughed, or lay off, they usually, generally fairly quickly, file for unemployment from their state. The government adds up all those state numbers and produces a weekly initial unemployment claims number, which is published every Thursday. That number peaked at about 6.9 million for the week ending March 28th, and the following week was another 6.6 million the week ending April 4th. Since then, the initial unemployment claims weekly numbers have been trending down to 5 million, to 4 million, to 3.5 million. And the last number that was released on May 23rd only indicated about 2.1 million initial job unemployment claims. This number's been trending steadily down. Again, it's still shocking, it's still awful, and it's still horrible. And there's still 25% of the workforce possibly at a peak out of work. But there are some encouraging signs, both from ADP and from the BLS, that things maybe have bottomed out and we're finally starting to climb out of this problem, at least from a job market perspective. Let's hope that remains the case. Let's stay optimistic. Let's stay safe and keep safe. And hopefully we'll all be back to work very, very soon. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full HR Happy Hour shows, please visit our archive at hrhappyhour.net.